Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In Evolution of Humanity Unveiled a Primer, Ira L. Palmer invites you to explore a transformative journey where the Kingdom of Souls collaborates with humanity to tackle our most pressing challenges. This book reveals profound insights into our shared potential for unity, cooperation, and hope. This groundbreaking work cuts through the noise of modern chaos to offer real solutions for our global challenges. Born in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Ira now calls the mountains of Asheville his home. Prior to retirement, he had served as director of a regional children's developmental services agency for the state of North Carolina. Along the way, he's worked in other state jobs, in vocational rehabilitation services, and later at the John Umstead State Mental Hospital. Now, throughout his long career, he's always found time to volunteer and support a host of agencies on the local, regional, and state levels. Now he introduces and hosts a potent new form of group meditation and service to humanity called Transmission Meditation. After graduation, Ira spent a year in studies at Yale University in the Transitional Year Program and ultimately got a master's degree in educational guidance and counseling from the University of Hartford in Connecticut. Ira L. Palmer, author of The Eye-Opening Evolution of Humanity Unveiled, A Primer, is our guest on This Week in America. Ira, welcome to the program. Pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you. So glad to be with you.
So many ideas, so many thoughts. I'm thinking 3-4 hours, we should be able to cover this. We're not going to be able to do that, so buy the book. I encourage you to buy this. It open your eyes, open your mind, and listen to what is there. Let's start with the inspiration for the book. And I want to start with the second paragraph in the book. In the preface, you say, "Man has arrived at a critical crossroad in his journey. We are rapidly approaching the destined hour in which humanity must choose." I'm assuming that was your motivation in writing this book, or at least part of that. Talk about the importance of where we are now and how you got involved on this trail.
Well, it was my brother, Al, who told me of this extraordinary website called Share International. And he told me about, for the first time in 98,000 years, the members of the Kingdom of Souls, that's our spiritual hierarchy. Every planet has a spiritual hierarchy. All the planets are inhabited, but all of them are in, with the exception of Earth, are in invisible etheric matter. I explained that in the book. We know what that's like because when we are about to transition or die, as we say it, we're able to see, according to hospice, a member of our family that is deceased. And we think our eyes are playing tricks on us. We rub our eyes and say, "That's Aunt Sally, is that you?" And we have a hard time believing that it's her, but it is her, and she sort of communicates telepathically that you're in for a party. And it's not nearly as bad as we feared. And we see that Aunt Sally, and we feel somewhat comforted and not as feared of the death experience as we thought.
It's a new perspective on that. And you talk again in the preface about your mother and what she went through during the transition period. And I think it was your uncle that all of a sudden these relatives were appearing to him as well. And there's this sort of calm interpretation of death rather than what we've been led to believe and fear death is. And it's all in Ira's book, Evolution of Humanity Unveiled, book available wherever books are sold. Ira's website, very simple. It's his name, IraLPalmer.com. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You mentioned the role of the masters. Talk about the masters, who they are, and are these names that some of us would recognize?
Absolutely. One of them is the Master Jesus.
Yes.
Who was Joshua, son of Nun, Jeshua in the book of Ezra, Joshua again in the book of Zechariah. So he is called the general by fellow masters. It's a difficult journey becoming a master. There are five initiations involved. And Maitreya is the head of that group. His name appears in the Bible as Enoch, the one who walked with God, did not die, but went directly to heaven, in the words of the Bible. He is also Melchizedek in the Bible, Metatron in the Kabbalah, Gesar in the Tibetan text, very ancient, a member of the first graduating class on planet Earth. We've been navigating our way forward. All of us will eventually become masters, but we seem to be a planet of slow learners, unwilling to give up our habitual fascination with matter, things that glow, rocks, precious stones, diamonds, pearls, etc., when actually we have more important things to be concerned about, and that is our spiritual heritage. We're actually two beings in one. Now, in my book, you see in the bottom half of that, the depiction of the animal man, our growth from animal man to contemporary man. Now, that's just one part of us. And Charles Darwin covers that, and it's true. But the soul is a different part of our being that's watching everything. It is the kingdom of heaven within you, as Jesus said. Maitreya says he wants us to identify with the higher self, the soul, which is a product of a previous solar system that took up residence within us on the highest of the four levels of the mental plane. The brain is at the lowest. So over time, we become aware of this tiny voice within that sometimes issues warnings, sometimes gives us a little buzz in the brain that lets us know something important is about to happen. As we traverse the journey, the river of life, we find that we become closer to the soul. The master from Venus is one of the sacred planets that's assigned to planet Earth to help us navigate the way forward. One of the masters from Venus says, for a billion years, the keynote of our journey has been know thyself. And for a billion years into the future, it will be the same, to know thyself. And he's talking about the soul. Well, how do you engage the soul?
Yes.
Typically, it happens through meditation. Now, meditation is hard for most Americans because
yes,
we have such a short attention span. The master from Venus says, we're the belligerent ones who are constantly fighting one another instead of trying to find the love within the person, the soul behind what we see. Everyone is struggling to become a better person. We achieve that by identification of our soul. And the best way to do that is frankly through meditation, and it's covered in my book, but you have to be silent. And people in China, Japan, Tibet, Russia, and other places, especially Indians, they know about meditation, and they're good practitioners
yes.
of that.
We just don't know silence here. If there's silence, we want to crank up the music or talk to ourselves or something, because we can't do without having the noise in the background. If you are wondering, okay, what do I need to do? I love this concept. I want to find out more. That's why we have Ira's book and him on the program today. Just a short amount of time to touch the surface. I will direct you to the book Evolution of Humanity Unveiled, a primer by Ira L. Palmer. That's his website. Book, of course, available Amazon, wherever books are sold. When you're talking about the kingdom of souls, what is their agenda that they're talking about, and how will they announce this agenda? How will we know what it is?
Maitreya has already announced what his agenda is, and it's utopian. He calls for proper food, sanitation, water, shelter, healthcare, and education as basic rights for everyone. Now, that's a tall order.
Yes.
But they say that we have enough food to feed everyone on the planet with a surplus left over. In fact, much of our food, especially here in the United States, is being eaten by rodents and rotting rather than
eating it away. It goes to waste, so we have pretty much more of a distribution problem, don't we, than a quantity problem?
It's more than that. It's also greed.
Well, okay, yes, yeah.
Also greed. It's also the fact that we want to keep prices high. So giving away is not conducive to keeping high prices. But if we did that, we would do an awful lot to create justice in the world. And without justice, we can have no lasting peace. Maitreya says, I come to release you from the bondage of your self-imposed limitations and to take you with me back to God. I shall show you, he says, that through right distribution of the earth's manifold resources, all men may enjoy God's bounty. I shall show you too, he says, that through right distribution of the earth's manifold resources, all men may enjoy God's bounty. I shall show you too that the path to God is simple indeed. Your divine spark will become manifest through me. Let me do this work for you, my friends. Let me take you into your divine heritage. I shall show you wonders of which you cannot dream. I shall release from your eyes the blindfold of ignorance. I shall drive from this earth forever the curse of hatred, the sin of separation. Say yea to my coming and be enfolded in the blessing of my love. This is one of his messages. There are dozens of them, and they give instant inspiration, especially if you focus on the crown chakra at the top of the head. So he's giving us hope that we can solve the difficult problems of the world by sharing the resources. Now, this is a hard, tough order, but we need to do that in order to avoid the injustices, the wars that could lead to a nuclear holocaust.
You talk about the difficulties that we face. We can have great intentions. There are people that will block those intentions. Will they be able to achieve cooperation from the public and nation at large? How optimistic are you that we will be able to see the results from dealing with the public and other nations?
It won't come from the United States. I can tell you that. It will not be at the forefront. But the vast majority of people want to help one another, want to cooperate. And they are the laws of God. We think they're the Ten Commandments, but they're not. Ten Commandments was written by the church. And the masters applaud those Ten Commandments. But their commandment is about 27 of them. And they're very, very instrumental in our journey. we know about the one of rebirth, reincarnation, and cause and effect, or the law of karma. We think we understand that pretty good. But when you do something that's injurious to other people, even thought, it does come back to us because we're out of balance. And those people who, during World War II, the Nazis, as you know, their final solution was the destruction of 6 million Jews.
Yes.
So what happened to them? What was the karma? You saw it on 9/11, when a number of people who were engaged with Auschwitz, they jumped from the Twin Towers that were on fire and jumped to their death to the streets below. Kutami, who was the one who was St. John, John the Beloved, he said a number of those people were engaged in World War II. So we never get away with anything that is
evil. Yes.
But they will, Maitreya will announce a day of declaration in which he will reveal his credentials to the world. How can he do that? Because there are hundreds of different languages. It's never been done before, but he's going to communicate mentally, mind to mind. The Chinese will hear it in Mandarin Chinese, the Russians in Russian language, and all the languages of the world. But you're going to be glued to your TV set, and you're going to see this man who looks like a person from India, Pakistan. He's brown skinned. And whites are going to be expecting someone white.
Yes.
But he's going to tell you who he is, a little brief history of the planet Earth, our struggles, and India has played a magnificent role. So in honor of what they have achieved and done in educating humanity, he appears in a person, in the body of a person from India. But the last time he was in a body like yours and mine was in Atlantis. So he looked like a person in the Mongolian root race. The Mongolian root race, China, it of course submerged into the Atlantic Ocean. And earlier still, for 6 million years, we were in Lemuria, out in the Pacific. That was a failure because people did not share. And we will get another chance now. As a matter of fact, the masters say they already know the end at the beginning. Most people on the planet want to help. As I said, the United States will hold out, crossing its arms and seeing how it plays out. But when they see children being nourished back from starvation, many are going to say, we need to be a part of this.
Exactly. The book, you finish that thought, it's so important.
So United States is going to say, to show and demonstrate its sixth ray, its higher self, and these are the more evolved people on the planet. They're going to show their sixth ray of love and devotion and abstract idealism. And we will come to our higher self and share our resources, which are very abundant, and outdo all nations. So that's our destiny. That's our birthright. We will show that eventually, but initially, no.
Yeah, it may take some time. Our guest on the program is Ira L. Palmer. The book is Evolution of Humanity Unveiled, a primer. The book available wherever books are sold. Best place, Ira's website, iralpalmer.com. You touched on this very briefly when you're going through basically our human rights and what we all can expect. Health is part of that. What about the planetary health itself? What do you see in the future regarding that?
Our planet is perilously sick. And that's the reason we have such unpredictable weather, cyclones,
yes,
tornadoes, and all the rest. Our brothers from other planets are helping us as much as they can. They can only clean up the mess we've created. 25% of that can be cleaned up, but the rest we have to deal with. So they are, because they are advanced, they have big responsibilities in helping us out to clean up some of the toxic things in our atmosphere, our oceans, plastic, the planet itself that's decimating the bees, and so forth and so on. We think that we can trade this planet in for a new one. We cannot. It should not be a dumping ground. And Mother Earth is suffering greatly. And quite frankly, our planetary brothers who fly the UFOs, which are extremely advanced, they make what we have in our most advanced aircraft look like toys. So they could destroy us very quickly. But they recognize their responsibility to help struggling planets like planet Earth that is so divided, even more so right now.
Yes.
We see proliferation of disinformation, half-truths, and naked lies, and it confuses everyone. So this is not our birthright. It is not our destiny. We have to put all our hate aside, these long-nourished animosities, and try to recognize the fact that all of us are in school. We're in tough school, planet Earth, that has destroyed two continents, Lemuria and Atlantis, and we seem to be on a pathway now to do it again, but it will not be allowed. God will intervene, and as he did through Albert Einstein in World War II. And the masters were studying the situation as Albert Einstein revealed that Germany was well on his way to developing nuclear fission, dangerous process. And the masters studied the thoughts of the Germans, and we commissioned the Manhattan Project to get our best scientists, MIT, Stanford, think tanks, and they were to collaborate on finding the secret to nuclear fission before the Germans. The masters studied the thoughts of the Germans, their advances, and the progress they were making, and they came to the conclusion that Germany would have the weapon before we have it, and would perhaps set back the evolution of humanity by centuries. So they appealed to God to give the Allied forces the secret to nuclear fission. And initially, Robert Oppenheimer, his idea was to explode it over the ocean to minimize some of the damage. But the president overruled him and felt like he was being a wimp, that we need a more demonstrative demonstration of the potential of this weapon. And so it was exploded in Japan. And you know the results. The rest is history.
That's certainly is the case. And there's so much to talk about. Time is going by so quickly. a short period left and so many more questions, I will direct you to the book Evolution of Humanity Unveiled, a primer by Ira L. Palmer. You mentioned a couple of things there, other planets and UFOs. Will other planets be involved, and do UFOs really exist, something that we're still arguing today?
Oh, yes, and the military knows this.
It sounds like it, yes.
Because that would call into question their judgment. They know that the UFOs, they see them on the airplanes all the time. They can, their radar picks them up, and they fly around circles around us. And so people will want to know, if these people are so advanced, let's speak to them. Let's not go to the red and blue. There's the yellow adaptive intelligence.
Yes.
Spiritual hierarchy. And all of the planets are inhabited. Mars creates, they're like a UFO factory. They build them. And guess what? Mars is not a sacred planet. It is the highest of the non-sacred planets. Earth is second. They go through 7 rounds of development. Earth is on round 4, and we are awakening. We're going through a difficult period now, but we will get through it with the guidance coming from Maitreya. He's going to declare his day of declaration, in which he's going to talk to us, provide a consultation. But most of the planets are made on Mars. 3 million years ago, the people on Mars were in bodies like ours. But it's very, very cold there now. And so the bodies, invisible etheric bodies, can survive cold and heat. Just like Venus is a very hot planet.
Yes.
So all the planets, they are part of the spiritual hierarchy of this planet, this solar system. And our solar system is trying to accomplish what Sirius has already achieved, just as our planet is trying to achieve what Venus has already accomplished. So we're in school. We're learning to be masters of life, masters of self, and there's some sacrifices involved. If we love our brothers, if we're willing to do the difficult work of mending fences, sharing the resources of the planet that will lead to lasting justice and peace, we can move forward and achieve our destiny, which is to become a sacred planet.
I told you that. Finish that thought, please. I was just going to say, I said in the beginning, this is going to be a fascinating conversation. I think we've got your interest in the book, Evolution of Humanity. Finish that thought. I want to ask you here towards the end, by this intervention, will it succeed? Are you optimistic that the intervention will work?
Absolutely. What they will give us is free energy. This is going to be cold fusion. The non-dangerous form of nuclear energy, not the fission.
Yes.
And so we get have free energy for our homes, our businesses, even cars that work much better than the ones built by Elon Musk. So what we're going to have is free energy. Every man, woman, and child on the planet will help restore planetary ecological balance. So everyone is going to be involved in that.
What a great world that you, the picture that you've created. Now, a couple minutes left here. I want to talk about the scientific marvels that we can anticipate. You go into great detail in the book. It's a wonderful life that we're on the threshold of, isn't it?
That's right. And they can give us what is called the technology of light. Between atoms, between cells, is light. They call it the soul of the atom. Now, the masters know how to achieve contact with the invisible etheric body. This is where illnesses originate. Many physicians, especially Harold Oldfield, Dr. Huldah Clark, Dr. Robert Beck, have already made some inroads, are pioneering how to treat illnesses. What the doctors do in surgery is already obsolete. It's so obsolete. A lot of people in the medical profession are leaving now because they know that it's obsolete. So Harry Oldfield in the UK, he started working with Great Danes because they have an aphasia in their hips. And he found that he can apply a sound and color therapy, very simple. Vibration, color, and sound therapy is the future. And they will give that to us in a very expedient way. We will initially get energy from isotopes of water magnetized until the technology of light is given to us, and it will be endless energy. No more surgery. I mean, just look at the cost there alone.
Oh, yes, yes.
Staggering costs that we spend on our health and surgery and medicine. All of that is obsolete. They already know this stuff, and they will share it with us, but only if we decide to share the resources of the planet. And it's going to be enough. The United States is only 5% of the population of the planet. So most people are going to want this, are going to pray for it, and are ready for it now. They know that. They built the pyramid of Giza. They built it using thought. And it's very simple for them to do it. They have UFOs that are 3 to 5 miles wide, and they are marvelous to behold. So we've kind of gotten caught up in this fixation on matter stuff. Once we leave that behind and become concerned about our brothers, then great things can happen for this planet, for humanity, and anything can be achieved.
We're right back about where we started in talking about that, where our focus, many of us have focus on the wrong areas of life. And I think we have your attention. There's so much more what we need to do, how we can participate in Ira's book, Evolution of Humanity Unveiled. You'll find the book available wherever books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places. Go to his website, iralpalmer.com. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And again, the book is available wherever books are sold. I'd like to thank EC Publishing, LLC, for setting up our conversation with Ira today. The time has gone way, way too quickly. So much more. That's why you wrote the book. The book's available wherever books are sold. Evolution of Humanity Unveiled. Ira, it's been a pleasure. Hopefully we can do this again. So much more. And again, it's all laid out in the book. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. Pleasure.
It has been a pleasure. So many exciting things that we are on the verge of. And to participate, pick up a copy of Ira's book and you'll find out yourself and you'll share all the excitement. The book is Evolution of Humanity Unveiled. You'll find it wherever books are sold. Again, Ira's website, iralpalmer.com. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.